you've probably already seen the trucks, and most likely you've heard wood chippers like this as well in recent days. Last week's nor'easter covered some areas with over a foot of snow and left many without power for days. Now, the Barnstable County tree crew, led by arborist Jeremiah Pearson, is going through the daily schedule for tree removal, and it's sounding like a busy day.
So I would start, obviously you're gonna do that in Kituat,
Yep, and work my way back.
Work your way back. All right.
The main culprit in all the recent power outages has been roadside trees falling over power lines, something that was fairly unusual. Department of Public Works Director Dan Santos says normally his department hears a lot about roads that need to be plowed during storms, but this time...
We were getting tree calls, one after the other, and I've never seen anything like it.
Barnstable suffered some of the worst tree damage on the Cape during this nor'easter. Over 200 trees fell on roads, and Pearson and his tree-clearing crew have been working overtime since the day of the storm. We're in the lead truck with the wood chipper following behind.
We are heading to Coolidge Street in Kituat. There is still a report of a tree blocking the road.
During the storm, tree crews like his worked through the night to push trees to the side of the road to give power crews access. One reason the tree damage was so bad was because the ground was already soft from earlier storms. Pearson's right-hand man, Mike White, points out the window.
This is all water-saturated soil. It's a pond right here. So those are all weakened, you know, soil structure underneath the root systems, which is why these trees were more susceptible to fall.
Both White and Pearson are certified arborists. On the Cape, they say the trees often fall straight over, roots up, instead of breaking in half. This is mostly because here, tree root systems are shallower.
You know, with especially street trees, they don't have that much root system. There's not that much root space for street trees, and they get pounded on. They got three strikes against them.
The crew gets to work on a pitch pine that's fallen roots up across a residential street. They start cutting it up and feeding it into a wood chipper. They estimate it may be a few weeks to a month before all the trees that fell will be fully cleared out. And White says they'll be working through weekends since they cover about 490 miles of road. Barnstable Department of Public Works Director Dan Santos says the last few storm systems have weakened a lot of trees.
From earlier wind events, they have a lot of pressure on them. So they're, you know, it's like they're being pushed back and forth. And so that's loosening soil down below in the roots. And secondly, we've had a lot of rain. And that rain also loosens up the soil, so it's not holding as tight. So that combination of factors really contributed to so many trees going down.
The good news is that while the Cape is expecting more rain and snow later in the week, Santos doesn't think the tree damage will be as bad.
A storm like the last one that comes through and clears out the weaklings, which is what happens, we're probably in good shape for a while.
And his arborists will be relieved to hear they may get a bit of a break soon. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.